from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Nusantara ready to host Independence Commemoration on August the 17th. Workers' Union discuss better child welfare law implementation. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has prepared the presidential palace in Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara, in case President Joko Widodo decides to make an overnight stay on the Independence Day on August the 17th. Head of the Ministry's Executive Task Force for Nusantara Infrastructure Development, Dennis Sumadilaga, at his office on Friday conveyed that the Ministry has taken the requisite measures to make the palace a viable option for the President to stay before or after the commemoration of Indonesia's Independence Day, though the head of state has not announced any plan to do so. Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Bintang Puspayoga held a dialogue with the Women's Workers Union to discuss the implementation of the maternal and child welfare law. The government is elated to receive a lot of extraordinary inputs from women, which will be consideration in taking the next steps. The inputs from the workers' union need to be realized in the derivative rules. Minister Puspayoga stated on Friday, the ministry is open to receiving inputs and views related to the law's implementation. The Indonesian Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning Ministry, National Land Agency, said the Reforma Agraria Summit 2024, which took place in Bali on June the 14th and 15th, was being held with the goal of discussing solutions to special planning problems in the country. Directors of Land Empowerment at the Ministry and Summit Committee Chairperson Wibudi Martono said on Friday that the event had drawn 523 participants. The conference also discussed the agreement declared by 9 agencies at last year's summit. They included the establishment of working groups and a resolution to settle the legalization of assets on water and small and outermost islands. The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries said that collaboration with other institutions is prioritized in its efforts to eradicate the smuggling of lobster seeds from the country. They include the Indonesian Navy, the National Police, the Indonesian Maritime Security Agency, and the Director General of Customs of the Ministry of Finance. The Ministry's Director General of Marine and Fisheries Resources Supervision, Pung Nugroho Saksono, said in a press conference on Friday, Through collaboration with various ministries and institutions, information about lobster seed smugglers can support the eradication measure through several entry and exit points prone to smuggling activities, including ports, airports, and land routes in several areas in Indonesia. South Africa's parliament has re-elected Cyril Ramaphosa as the country's president following a landmark coalition deal between the governing African National Congress, ANC, and opposition parties. As reported by BBC.com, the new government of national unity combines Ramaphosa's ANC and the center-right Democratic Alliance and smaller parties. In his victory speech, Ramaphosa hailed the new coalition and said voters expected the leaders to act and work together for the good of everyone in the country. G7 leaders said in a statement at the end of their talks in Italy on Friday, the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency must be allowed to work unhindered in the war-torn Gaza. G7 leaders agree that it is critical that UNRWA and other UN organizations and agencies' distribution networks be fully able to deliver aid to those who need it most, fulfilling their mandate effectively, as reported by ArabNews.com. They called for all parties to facilitate rapid and unimpeded passage of humanitarian relief for civilians in need in Gaza, particularly women and children. The leaders also pointed out securing full, rapid, safe, and unhindered humanitarian access in all its forms, consistent with international humanitarian law and through all relevant land crossing points, including Rafah crossing, through maritime delivery routes, including through Asdot port. With the increase in Malaysia's diesel fuel prices, coach passengers and tour agency customers traveling across the border can expect prices to increase soon. As reported by CNA.com, the Malaysian government cut most of its diesel subsidies, which is said was costing the country $853 million annually. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim has said the savings will be redirected to lower income groups. The retail price of diesel fuel in peninsular Malaysia has been set at an increase of more than 50% from the previous subsidized price for commercial and private vehicles. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The South Sulawesi Provincial Government, through the Sulsel Menari, or South Sulawesi Dancing Cultural Festival, succeeded in bagging two MURI, or Indonesian Museum of Records, records. They included the most people conducting Padupa dance with a total of 24,913 students dancing simultaneously in 24 districts or cities of South Sulawesi, and the most use of baju bodo as traditional clothes typical of Makassar, South Sulawesi, worn by the dancers. Head of the South Sulawesi Province Culture and Tourism Service, Muhammad Arafah, at the South Sulawesi dancing event, which was centered at Lego Center Point of Indonesia, or CPI Makassar, on Wednesday, said the activity took place from June 8th until 15th and, at the peak of the festival, presented a fashion show of typical clothes from each district or city. Still from Makassar, South Sulawesi, indigenous communities from various regions in Indonesia or Matra commemorated the 354th Haul, or commemoration of Sultan Hasanuddin in Goa Regency, South Sulawesi. The Haul, which is commemorated directly at the Sultan Hasanuddin Tomb Complex in Goa District, was combined with a traditional ceremony up to apadongko bunga or scattering flowers at the grave of Sultan Hasanuddin. Meanwhile, Kanjeng Putri Pangeran Adipati Karya Mangku Alam II from Solo, Central Java, who was present at the hall in Goa Tuesday, expressed hopes that the friendship between the government and the indigenous communities in Indonesia can be strengthened for the progress of the nation without denying the historical background. He also hopes that the cooperation will be further strengthened brotherhood and always maintain unity and integrity to continue the struggle. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Balangan District, South Kalimantan. The Balangan Regency Government, South Kalimantan Province, has made fish catching without tools or bagagap iwa an annual tradition and competition in Panggung Village, South Paringin District. Balangan Region Abdul Hadi in Balangan on Wednesday said this activity was carried out on community land owned by four villages, namely Inan, Panggung, Maradap, and Galumbang villages, or better known as Tabat Besar Kali Meraup. According to Abdul Hadi, this activity has been going on for decades and is held routinely every year after people harvest rice as a form of gratitude to the Almighty. That was news from across Indonesia. I'll begin today in history with June the 15th, 1944, the Battle of Saipan. The Battle of Saipan was a battle in the Pacific Theater during World War II, which took place on Saipan Island, which was part of the Mariana Islands. This battle took place between the United States and Japan from June the 15th, 1944 to July the 9th. The United States Army was able to defeat the Japanese Army commanded by Yoshitsugu Saito. Turning to June 15, 1954, UEFA was founded in Switzerland. The Union of European Football Association, UEFA, was founded in Basel, Switzerland on June 15, 1954. As one of Europe's national football associations, UEFA plays a role in running club and country competitions, including the UEFA European Championship, Nations League, Champions League, Europe League, and Super Cup. The association also takes care of all regulations, media broadcasting rights, and prizes during competitions. UEFA's offices are located in Nyon, Switzerland, with 54 national associations as members. I'll end today in history with the first test of the Airbus A350 on June 15, 2013. The European manufacturer's Airbus A350 made its first test flight from the city of Toulouse to Paris, France, on June 15, 2013. After 4 hours in the air, the plane landed to loud applause from Airbus employees and hundreds of spectators at the airport. This test flight took place just 3 days before the Paris Air Show. The main users of the Airbus A350 aircraft are Qatar Airways and Singapore Airlines. That was today in history.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and China agree Indonesia becomes EV export production hub. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita paid a working visit to China on June 12th and 13th, which further opened up opportunities for Chinese automotive industry players to increase exports of electric-based motorized vehicles produced in Indonesia. It was recorded that four companies, namely Netta, Wuling, Cherry, and Sokon, met by the Minister of Industry during the visit, welcomed the Indonesian government's hopes of increasing exports both through increasing volume and export destination countries from their factories in Indonesia. Quoting a press release from the Ministry of Industry on June 14th, Minister Agus Kartasasmita said the Indonesian government had set a production target for electric vehicles or EV in 2030 of 600,000 units. The companies also agreed to make Indonesia a right-hand drive EV production base hub, exporting to 54 countries using right-hand drive cars. Minister Agus Kartasasmita explained the electric vehicle company Netta through PT Netta Auto Manufacturing Indonesia plans to increase the domestic component level to 60% in 2025 with a sales target of 10,000 units per year. Meanwhile, Wuling is expected to increase the quantity of exports of electric cars made in Indonesia so that it can make the electric vehicle industry in this country a production base in ASEAN and the world. Furthermore, at a meeting with Cherry Automobile, the company plans to conduct research into the production of plug-in hybrid electric vehicle cars in Indonesia. Apart from that, the company also expressed its commitment to produce EV vehicles with a total of 100,000 units by 2030. Minister Agus Kartasasmita also said that the Sokon company, through Sokonindo, is expected to be able to develop electric vehicles and support the electric vehicle ecosystem by bringing various new models of electric vehicles to Indonesia, considering that the manufacturer from China has a production capacity of up to 50,000 units. He also conveyed for this manufacturing company from China can take advantage of the incentives provided by the Indonesian governments to invest. The four electric vehicle manufacturers from China have and will produce in Indonesia. Currently, Sokon has a production capacity of 50,000 units. Then, Wuling production capacity reaches 120,000 units. Meanwhile, Cherry plans to produce with a capacity of 8,000 units through manufacturing facilities. Netta has done the same thing, planning production of 9,300 units. That was my Indonesia today.
Suasana baru, kau mampu tenangkan aku di saat risau dalam hatiku. Lembutnya tuai aku terlena oleh dirimu, oleh dirimu. Oh, jantung pun bergetar saat engkau ada di dekatku. Mungkinkah diriku telah jatuh cinta pada dirimu?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today's Indonesian Wonder with the title Bacan Lake. Listener, Sukabumi is a city located in the southern part of West Java. There are a lot of tourism attractions in Sukabumi that attract both local and foreign tourists. one of the popular tourism attractions, which offers not only beautiful but also unique scenery in the city, is Batu Bacan Lake. It is located in Bojong Harja Village, Cikembar Subdistrict, Sukabumi, West Java. Listener, the origin of Bacan Stone Lake is not the result of a natural process, but a direct result of mining activities. This abandoned mine pit was filled with rainwater and turned into a lake with emerald green water. This green color comes from the green rocks at the bottom of the lake, and it creates a reflection that makes the lake look like a hidden jewel in the middle of nature. In addition to its attractive water color, Batu Bacan Lake is also surrounded by impressive rock formations, creating calming and alluring atmosphere. Visitors can enjoy the unspoiled beauty of nature while feeling a sense of serenity rarely found in the hustle and bustle of modern life. Listener, in this tourism attraction, visitors can enjoy activities such as swimming, camping, or just relaxing to enjoy the beautiful nature. Moreover, adventurers can also exploit the cliffs around the lake and enjoy stunning views from a height. For tourists who bring private vehicles, of course, you can go directly to Batu Bacan Lake, but for those who take public transportation, it's also not a big problem, because you can stop at the Sukabumi City bus terminal and then continue using Ojek, for example, or other public vehicles that pass through tourist destinations. With relatively complete facilities and services, such as lodging, parking areas, place to eat, and others, as well as bringing other additional preparation, such as cameras, your vacation is guaranteed to be fun and memorable. And that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Saya bisa, saya bisa, saya bisa. Saya percaya saya bisa mencapai impian, saya bisa mengambil tindakan, saya bisa. Bangkit dari kegagalan, saya bisa. Saya bisa dengan doa, saya bisa dengan usaha. Saya harus bisa untuk keluarga, bangsa, dan negara. Saya pasti bisa.
Tanpa hujan, hidup tanpa tujuan, kering dan mati tanpa hijaunya tumbuhan. Demikian kala mimpi tak kunjung terjadi. Patah hati terseyok setengah mati, terikat oleh lelah resah, ingin menyerah, tak lagi kuat berjalan, ingin ku rebah. Ya, tunggu dulu kawan, ini belum akhir. Semangat yang pulih akan mengubah takdir. Kesempatan terbuka, nasib akan berubah. Pedih dan sakit di saat ini kan terlupa. Mulai sekarang ambil langkah dan berpacu, awal pelan dengan tekad pastikan maju. Wujudkan visi, melangkah tak hanya bermimpi. Gantungkan di langit Indonesia yang tertinggi. Bukan hanya berharap tanpa memulai aksi. Bila berjuang visi, tak bisa dibatasi. Walau tantangan datang, hadirkan rintangan. Kenyataan kerap kali muncul kebimbangan. Jalan pintas melintang menjadi godaan. Integritas sedang diuji lewat cobaan. Kala mengeluh kita kan lemah dan terjatuh. Ketegaran hati jadi resah dan mulai rapuh. Dari puing ke istana, jalan ada di sana, raih mimpi seperti Mary Riana.
Saya pasti bisa, sampai impian,
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, good news comes from the Indonesian diaspora in France. La Maison de l'Indonésie, a restaurant owned by the Indonesian diaspora in Paris, Eka Moncare, has just been named the best fine grocery store 2024 in France at the Gourmet Selection Exhibition, which is part of the SIAL Exhibition, the largest global exhibition network dedicated to food and drink. Meanwhile, SIAL is the largest food and beverage expo in the world, which exists in a number of countries, such as France, Canada, China, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Algeria. The SIAL network includes 17,000 exhibitors and 700,000 professional buyers from 200 countries. On May 28, the Gourmet Selection jury team gathered to evaluate 54 selected companies throughout France. From 54 contestants, 15 finalists were screened, and finally, 5 main winner nominees were selected to win gold, silver, and bronze awards and the winners for the jury's favorite category. The Maison de l'Indonésie emerged as the jury's favorite in the category The Best Fine Grocery Store 2024. This is very encouraging considering the tight competition and high standards set as assessment parameters. Meanwhile, the award ceremony for the winners will be held on September 16, 2024 at the Gourmet Selection Expo Salon at Porte de Versailles, Paris. Eka Moncare has been promoting Indonesian culture, tourism, and gastronomy since 2000s on the Blue Continent, especially in France. In 2011, Eka Moncare pioneered Eka Voyages as the first Southeast Asian tour operator in Europe. She also served as the coordinator of the Indonesian diaspora in France and was involved in various projects of Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, before she finally succeeded in developing La Maison de l'Indonésie in 2020. Regarding his achievement, Eka Moncare said this was a matter of pride for Indonesia and the first step to bring Indonesian products to a higher level. This award will further motivate her to always try the best to represent Indonesia in France. Well, listener, that's Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia.
Semangat
are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Lenggang Surabaya by Paksi Keroncong Orchestra. The song has a dynamic rhythm. The bass hit 1/2 beats adds life to the song. The song, also composed by Espa Dimin, tells the story of the appearance of Surabaya girls in the early days of independence. The characteristic of Surabaya girls in their dress, a combination of Yogyakarta batik and klom sandals, is a picture of how fashionable Surabaya girls were at that time. The song has also been re-released by keroncong singer and songwriter Mus Mulyadi with his high-pitched voice. Well, listener, here is Paksi Keroncong Orchestra with the song Lenggang Surabaya.
Kain batik Yogyakarta, kelam cincin, baju kain kaca.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kan ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah, walau badai menerjang ku tak berubah.
Setiap langkah pasti punya tujuan, terjadi dengan atau tanpa bantuan. Langkah kakimu melesat atau tersandar, jalani karena dia kan jadi sahabat. Ketika niat raga sudah menjadi takdir, curang terdalammu akan segera berakhir. Bintang di ujung langit pasti akan terai, lalui ombak yang tetap akan berbuih.
Sedari dulu ku bermimpi membelah langit, pecahkan labirin, ambil kesempatan di dalam sempit. Untuk nafas baru dalam waktu yang sedikit, raga baru yang tak lelah menahan sakit. Untuk semangat yang masih mencoba untuk bangkit, untuk ratusan peluh yang mengalir di atas kulit. Yakin ku bisa raih mimpi di ujung langit, menari lepas dengan keadaan kaki terjepit.
Dan ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah, walau badai menerjang
cita-cita. Setinggi langit angkasa lepas ku berkarya, berharap suatu saat berubah menjadi nyata. Keinginan, usaha, doa dan pengorbanan, tentukan pilihan, wujudkan masa depan. Bagai bumi berotasi tak pernah berhenti, bukan terus berlari gapai semua mimpi.
Ya, masih ada cinta untuk bertahan, masih banyak semangat untuk wujudkan angan. Ya pasti, kita pasti, pasti bisa, pasti mampu, pasti kita bisa maju. Selama mentari terbit masih dari timur, selama nafasku masih menemani umur. Bukan raih mimpiku tinggi-tinggi, karena ku yakin akan be what I wanna be.
Ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah, walau badai menerjang
jadi ringan. Maka jangan dibikin berat. This life must go on. Mari kita raih mimpi kita setinggi-tingginya. Genggam erat pegangan, kita berangkat sekarang.
Cita-citaku ingin menjadi astronot, pemain sepak bola. Cita-cita menjadi polisi.
Aku pasti bisa.
Aku pasti bisa.
bisa. Aku pasti bisa. Aku pasti bisa. Aku pasti bisa.
What you wanna be?
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.